Carbon is a pollutant. This essential gas for the sustaining of life is also, in excess, a major cause of atmospheric warming. Human production of carbon is something the EPA wants to regulate, and the president has gone on the offensive this week using his regulatory powers.
Today, about 40% of America's carbon pollution comes from power plants. But right now, there are no national limits to the amount of carbon pollution that existing plants can pump into the air we breathe. None.
That's going to change. And yesterday we heard that the coal industry is already on the defensive, with communities looking at new technologies and natural gas to fuel power plants. Joining us today is Bob Vincenzo, the mayor of St. Clairsville, Ohio, home of the Murray Energy Corporation, the top employer of the city's 5,000 residents. Mayor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So coal is your only option at this point, right?
Well, you know, the city of St. Clairsville is a municipal power community. We purchase our power and then we redistribute it to our citizens. And with this said, coal is our main supplier for our electricity, although we are linked into some hydropower and also some solar power and wind power as part of our portfolio. But our main supply of coal comes from the use of coal. And it's very important that the coal is the natural part for us. It's very important that when this is brought to this stage of curbing, it's going to be detrimental to particularly our citizens, but not only us, but our whole entire area. The onslaught of the coal industry is a principal employer, but more importantly, you know, it's economical for us in our area. And this carbon cut by 30%. It's going to be detrimental to our area.
Do you think this 30% reduction that was announced by the administration unfairly and disproportionately affects communities like St. Clairsville?
Definitely so. We have a lot of workers. But not only that, we had an aluminum plant which employed 1,200 people. They could not secure a favorable electric rate in order to operate that plant. The plant is closed. It closed last year. 1,200 people unemployed. And now they are dismantling that plant, selling the equipment. It's gone. Those jobs are gone. We'll never see them again.
Do you think it's the federal government's responsibility to clean up your coal plants, to basically finance whatever it would take to bring the emissions down, coal sequestration, those kinds of things that get talked about a lot?
I'm not quite sure saying that the federal government should do all this. What I'm saying is give us a break, and we could meet these standards, but give us a break. Don't cut us so severely. We've already reduced this emissions by 15% since 2005, and I think that's great. I think that's phenomenal that they've done that at this period of time, in that length of time. We could do the other 15%, but give us time to do that, and don't make these restrictions so rigid that we've reached deadlines that if we don't reach them, we shut our plants down. We've shut down three plants within our 50-mile area already, three producing plants, coal-fired plants. They no longer produce anything. The stacks are empty. They're not emitting anything, but they brought a lot of economic distress. Don't put a restriction on us to the point where we're handcuffed, that we either do it today or we're shut down.
What do you think of cap and trade, Mayor Vincenzo?
I thought that was probably the worst thing that ever happened.
So that's a dirty word to you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, sometimes if we police within our own ranks, it's a lot easier sometimes than with restrictions that some people are allowed to do something one way and we're not allowed to do it another way. And that's the principle behind all of that. And it ended up you still had the same amount of stuff in the air.
All right, Mayor Vincenzo, good luck to you and thanks so much.
All right, thank you very much.
Bob Vincenzo is the mayor of St. Clairsville, Ohio, in the center of coal country.